Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You got to admit, it was a little bit glorious to see football that counts back on the TV tonight, back on the field tonight. And for all of you who believe the Lions could use 2023 to not only ride the hype train, but guide the hype train, dominate the hype train, maybe even drive the hype train, this is the fuel that you need. The Detroit Lions just handed the Super Bowl champions a loss on their own field to start the season. This is not something that happens to Patrick Mahomes. This is not something that happens to Andy Reid in the Patrick Mahomes era. Nah, these are the Chiefs. These are the big bads. Except we start fresh in 2023. Hope springs eternal. Every team is on the same footing. Now, not every team's fan bases may have the same expectations, but one of the things I love about pro sports, and while we're talking about football, the NFL specifically, you are what your record says you are. There are no committees. There are no power rankings. There are no underrated, overrated opinions about who should and who could and who might not. Nah, in the NFL, you are what your record says you are. Regardless of expectations, regardless of rosters, regardless of past, regardless of experience, and certainly regardless of how much money your quarterback makes. And actually, Patrick Mahomes is now underpaid by NFL standards. We'll get to that coming up. The Lions are who Dan Campbell thinks they are. He didn't learn anything about his team tonight. Nope. Because he already knew exactly who they were. Even now, as I look up to the TV in my screen, the fake punt in the first quarter to set up the Lions and the NFL's first touchdown of the season. Well, that was fun. Dan Campbell got a little bit of that gambler in him, as much as the NFL doesn't want to hear that about its own coaches and players. Oh my goodness, so glorious to have football back. The sounds, the sights, the emotions, the energy, the excitement, the thrill, where every game counts. It's good stuff. That old familiar feeling, and yet it never does get old. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Can't wait to talk about this game with you. Really excited to dive into week number one and some of the matchups, which off the top are doozies. Yes, we got the Lions, one of the up-and-comers. One of the teams that you made a very popular pick to make the playoffs after the 23 season, even though they were not in the playoffs a year ago. And if you missed it, that's the subject of our latest YouTube video and also the subject of last night's show. And we got tons of your tweets and your Facebook posts. Many of you agree. The Lions are a prime candidate. You actually think the Lions may have turned a corner. This may be not just the new look Lions, but a new era of Lions football. So you can check out our responses, the teams that make the playoffs, the new teams that make the playoffs in 23 on YouTube. I enjoyed hearing from so many of you, and the Lions, at least in week number one, have lived up to the hype train. Not just that, but they now have a mini bye. This is the benefit of playing on Thursday to start the season. Not only are you not coming off a short week because you didn't have a game last weekend, but you now have an extra couple days to be ready for week number two. And maybe you don't need it, but maybe you do. In the case of the Chiefs, and we'll talk about their perspective, but in the case of the Chiefs, they did not have Travis Kelce. They do believe that Kelce could be available for week number two, but certainly the extra couple days help. Or maybe you're the Lions and you think, oh, come on, we want to get right back on the field because that was fun. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, as well as our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Something else before we dive into this first game of the year. We discovered, thanks to your responses, so we didn't know this, I didn't know this, but we discovered that the two islands we had set up for you to join us this season, essentially Survivor Pools, but we know them as Survivor Islands. We've added a third island to our archipelago because you told us that island number two was full. That's never happened before. In the history of After Hours, that's never happened before. So we opened up a third island. We purchased a third island, and we are now populating that island. The link is there. Here, I'll retweet, but it's pinned to the top of our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. But I'll put it right now in your newsfeed because we know there are a bunch of you who still want to join us. In fact, some guy was all mad at himself because he thought he'd been shut out. I shouldn't have waited till the last second. Oh, no, we got you. We got you. So whether it's our Facebook page or whether it's Twitter, you still have time to join us on Survivor Island. It's my understanding that as long as you have your pick in by, I think it's 1 o'clock Eastern time, so the time the games kick off Sunday, you obviously can't pick either Lions or Chiefs. Not that you'd want to pick the Chiefs. But you can still pick another game. That's easy to do. Just don't wait. Maybe if we see a mad rush to Survivor Islands, we'll have to add a fourth island to our archipelago. Good stuff. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Lions are not going to sneak up on anyone. I think that's significant. After winning 8 of their last 10 to end the 22 season, after beating the Packers at Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football to end the regular season, kind of cool, right? The Lions were playing in the final game of the 22 season, and now they are playing in the first game of the 23 season. Although you could say the same thing about the Chiefs if you include the playoffs. They were playing in the very last game on February 12th, and now they're playing in the first game to start the 23 season. But the Lions aren't going to take anyone by surprise. Everything from Hard Knocks last season to Aiden Hutchinson to, as I mentioned, their hot streak in the second half of the year, actually the final two-thirds of last season, to the way they did get flexed and were able to end Aaron Rodgers' tenure in Green Bay, to all of the chatter about them in the offseason, to Jahmyr Gibbs, for heaven's sakes, taking him early in the draft in a bit of a surprise. And what did people say? Some people, not all people, but the line, the rhetoric from some, oh, it's just the Lions being the Lions. This is what they do. People can see the Lions coming. The intensity of Dan Campbell, the fact that their offensive coordinator, do you remember this? Their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, decided to stay in Detroit. He had head coaching interviews, and in fact, he turned down another interview. He ended his candidacy before he ever spoke to the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if they would have picked him over Frank Reich, but he had a job interview with the Panthers and chose to put the kibosh on it. He decided he wanted to stay in Detroit. He wanted the chance to work with the group that he had gotten comfortable with in the Motor City, and he wanted the chance to finish what they started. That's the belief. That's the belief about the Lions. And so we're not talking about a team flying under the radar. We're talking about a team that is, as Dan Campbell says, the subject of the hype train, and he doesn't like it. But it's a good problem to have, right? It's a good problem to have. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Lions were a fourth down fake punt away from starting the game with a pair of three and outs. That's where they were. If you missed the first minute of the game, oh, maybe you were like me. You watched the pregame on NFL Network, and it carried some of its own, but then also switched over to the NBC pregame show. So if you were watching NFL Network, your TV was on NFL Network, maybe you didn't realize the game had started somewhere else. So maybe you tuned in a minute late to the broadcast on NBC. So a warm-up for Sunday Night Football, if you will. And you missed the first minute. Well, then you missed the Lions' initial offensive series. They went three and out. The crowd there in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium fired up. This is the defense of their title, after all, and it's been 20 years since a team went back-to-back in the Super Bowl, won two championships in a row. The Patriots, of course, 20 years ago. So there were the Lions on the verge of a second consecutive three and out to start their season. A second consecutive three and out with all of the hype, the promise, the attention, the chatter. Oh, well. I suppose we can just get the ball back the next series and try again. Or you can go big early in the game.
Jack Fox to punt. Richie James back deep for Kansas City. They fake it. Lions try to keep it. I don't know if they got it. They did.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Lions fake it. They snapped it to the up man. And they get the first down. Jalen Reeves-Maven in there behind that line. The surge was just enough to get him out to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of three and a first down for Detroit. How about Dan Campbell and Dave Phipp rolling the dice early?
There you go. First quarter of your very first game on the road at Arrowhead Stadium. Whatever. Let's go for it.
It's
National
TV. Chaotic.
Their heads are going to be spinning.
Their heads going to be spinning.
It was a special second drive to remind people, these Lions, they're different. Instead of going three and out, the fake punt from the 17-yard line. We're not talking about middle of the field where it's a little less risky. Nah, we're talking about from the 17-yard line. A direct snap for a 3-yard rush. And Detroit turns its second chance into its first touchdown. the NFL's first touchdown of the 23 season.
Goff steps up to his line, checks his protection. He's going to work out of the gun with Montgomery to his right. Play clock at 5. Goff leans in. There's the snap. Jared back, looking, throwing, middle, caught, first down, touchdown, Detroit Lions! Oh, baby, Amon-Ra St. Brown!
That's Dan Miller on Lions Radio. Do you remember one of his signature calls when Matthew Stafford was the quarterback? Oh, baby, what a throw by Stafford! But he is going to have to redevelop that for Jared Goff, I suppose. So Detroit turns its second chance into a touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown. And he is the top target for the Lions, for Jared Goff. They've definitely developed a connection. The 9-yard score puts them on the board first at Arrowhead Stadium. And we also got to see the first action for Jahmyr Gibbs. Man, the speed, the acceleration, the versatility, it's both. He'll be able to find a seam, find a second gear, certainly once he gets out in open space. But he can also take a pass from the backfield and turn that into a significant gain. And we saw both of those things for the rookie. Actually, I think his very first carry was a 1-yard rush. But it gets better from there. And man, you can see all the possibilities with Jahmyr Gibbs, even in this very first quarter of the 23 season. Now, Kansas City answers, because that's what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs do when they're down. They have zero fear of trailing in a game. They have zero fear of being behind, even on their own field. And so we see their typical flair, despite having no Travis Kelce. I'm not sure if you heard the report from Melissa Stark. It was in the first half, I believe, maybe early second half. But she said that they put him in the pool early on Thursday morning, and he could not push off. He had no power on that knee that he hyperextended. And so for that reason, they decided that they would declare him out. They're holding out hope because they've got the longer stretch until game 2 that he can be available for their second week. But he wasn't out there against the Lions. But Mahomes is spreading the ball around. 8 different targets in the first half alone. And he's no longer battling a bulky ankle. Instead, Mahomes is running for first downs, including a 16-yard scamper in which the Lions lost track of him. And he's got some new receivers, some new targets on his roster as well.
Chiefs 3 of 4 on third down. They have third down and goal here at the 1-yard line. Mahomes out throws it left, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, Rashee Rice with the touchdown, and the Chiefs have their first TD of the year. Mahomes with a pocket, patient, and finds the SMU rookie.
Yeah, first-year player, and we got a bunch of rookie moments in this game. Congratulations to Rashee Rice out of SMU. He catches the first touchdown pass of the season from Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are able to limit the Lions because they recover a fumble. So they punch it away and recover a fumble in the red zone, but aren't able to do anything with it. However, Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a whole lot of time to be able to make the magic happen. And right before half, there's another scoring drive that does feature. Now, this was an interesting choice by Dan Campbell. On a third down, accepting a penalty that forced the Chiefs back to 3rd and 17, but they convert with a deep shot to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And then, because they've got new life, Mahomes knows what to do with it.
First down and goal to go at the 4. Chiefs have 1 timeout left, 37 seconds, game tied at 7. Mahomes takes the snap, set on to near side, caught, touchdown, Kansas City, Wichita, Kansas, taste the sweet nectar of the end zone. Blake Bell, only his second career touchdown, and the Chiefs take the lead at 13-7.
Do you think there were prop bets out there regarding Blake Bell scoring a touchdown in the season opener? Good stuff. Travis Kelce really appreciated it. And yes, The Chiefs were up 14-7 at the half at Arrowhead Stadium. But that's where it all changed. And we'll get to that coming up. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Which new teams do we think will make the playoffs in 23? Well, you got to check out our YouTube video. Thank you for all of the new subscribers to our YouTube channel. Lots of likes as well. Producer Jay giddy about that. Happy Almost Friday. This will be our first Football Friday, officially, of the 2023 season. And I would think, with the Lions scoring the first touchdown of the year, it's a sign to buckle up for what will be a wild ride. All right, so Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, we're happy to connect with you. We're off and running. Man, this feels good. It feels good to stretch these muscles again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mahomes out of the gun. He's got it, wants to throw. Mahomes back, throws. It is incomplete. Yes. Picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side. He's gone, baby. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Deflected in the air. Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back. The Lions are an extra point away from tying this game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
In the third quarter, that's exactly what the Lions did. Season opener at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Dan Miller with the call on Lions radio. Brian Branch is the rookie from Alabama. Second round pick, and he goes 50 yards. You saw his speed and acceleration as well. And this is maybe a precursor of things to come in this game. I wonder if it's a precursor of things to come this season for the Kansas City Chiefs receiving corps. Or maybe it's just Kadarius Toney. I would say that Giants fans were probably having a little bit of a flashback there. The pick six is off the hands of Toney. Now, it was a bullet, but it did hit him in the hands. As my high school basketball coach used to say, when one of us would drop a pass that was directly to our hands or our gut. Oh, I'm so sorry that pass hit you in the hands. Right, Kadarius Toney, it was a ball that was coming with pace, but he's an NFL wide receiver, and he's familiar with Patrick Mahomes. But the ball bounces off of him, and then as they highlighted on the broadcast on NBC, Brian Branch was actually breaking to the left and kind of twisted and contorts his body backwards so he can grab the ball that's going to his right off the hands of Toney. 50-yard touchdown makes it 14-all. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the second half only featured a pair of field goals for Kansas City. Back-to-back drives, but they could not capitalize. Once again, you could see the drops. They were becoming an all-too-familiar theme. And while Patrick Mahomes has a very high standard for himself, and he speaks highly of his teammates, and he's never worried about who's in, who's out, who's there, who's not, who's gone, like Tyreek Hill last year, who's new. He'll make it work with anyone. You could see the frustration a couple of times when the balls or the passes that he threw were dropped. So early in the fourth quarter, it's Detroit actually taking charge. Not what you would expect for the season opener at the home of the Super Bowl champions in the fourth quarter. No, this is supposed to be the time when we see Mahomes' magic, where they lock in, where they flip the proverbial switch. Instead, it was Jared Goff and the Lions.
Goff is going to work empty out of the gun. Lions from their own 23. Goff takes the shotgun snap. He's back, sets in the pocket, looks, hit as he throws over the middle. It is caught. Reynolds, first down across the 40 at the 41. Josh Reynolds, that ball was behind him, but he adjusted his body and made the grab. And the Lions come up big on third and 12. They pick up 18. Goff play action fake. Got time in the pocket. Looking, throws. It is caught inside the 35. He's free at the 25. It is down the right sideline. Josh Reynolds inside the 15. And Reynolds to the 14-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Lions. That was a nice run after the catch that time by Josh Reynolds for 33 yards. Montgomery, the lone back behind Goff. Lions scrimmage from the Kansas City 8. Goff gives to Montgomery again. He's got room inside the 5. Fighting to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. David Montgomery to the house, and the Lions are an extra point away from taking the lead. That is just big-time running, big-time blocking, and big-time production.
Did you hear the clapping in the background? This is not something they're used to. I know Dan Miller, he's been a professional as long as I've been listening to him. He's one of our favorites. But obviously, there's a ton of excitement and buzz around the Lions. So yeah, Detroit takes charge with that 9-play, 75-yard march. Consumes 5 minutes, which is what you want, right? Take time off the clock, stay calm, cool, collected in hostile territory. But a couple of humongous plays from Jared Goff to Josh Reynolds. A third and 12 goes to Josh, and then a 33-yard catch and run by Reynolds that sets up the rushing TD for David Montgomery. And he was, in fact, bull rushing people. Just a strong, powerful run that got him into the end zone. So, yeah, there are the Lions sitting on a one-point advantage with 7 minutes to go. Okay, right now, Marco Belletti, you can raise your hand, too. Raise your hand if you thought the Lions were actually going to protect that win in Kansas City.
No.
Because this is what the Chiefs do. They thrive when the stakes are higher. They thrive when the adversity and the pressure, the intensity are ratcheted up. Except they weren't able to. They just didn't look in sync offensively. And I'm not sure if you saw the stat, but 0-for-7 on third down in the second half. That was the Chiefs. 0-for-7 on third down after halftime. Now, they did come up with a big stop on defense to get the ball back to their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, but it was either one step forward, two steps back, or just really kind of, you ever ridden or driven an old clunker of a car? Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's someone who doesn't know how to drive a stick, and so they're trying to take their foot off the clutch and step on the gas, and the car kind of jerk, and you're slamming in and out of your seat. Yeah, that's kind of what the offense felt like in those late stages for the Chiefs. They really could never find their gear and could never get the offense moving forward at the pace that we're used to.
Here we go. Lions leading by one, 2:09 to play. Fourth and 25, Kansas City. From their own 30-yard line, there's the snap to Mahomes. He's back. Mahomes stepping up, being chased, rolling to his left, looking, lobs it downfield. It is incomplete. Lions will take over on downs, no flags. With 2 minutes to go in the game, they got him off his mark that time. They forced him out of the pocket. He rolled to his left. He was running out of room, and he just had to throw it back the other way. So with 2 minutes to play in this game, the Lions lead it by one, and they've got the football at the Kansas City 30.
The Lions were able to put pressure on Patrick Mahomes every now and then, and more often than not, it was Aiden Hutchinson. Impressive to see him to start out his second season. I thought it was interesting that his parents were mic'd up, and yet his mom kept asking, "What happened? What just happened?" His dad was obviously following along, but every time his dad would break out into big applause or start yelling for Hutch, his mom would ask, "Wait, what? What just happened?" So she was busy with her binoculars, too. Two things that impressed me, and then we'll get to our break. We'll hear from the Chiefs and the Lions following the update. Not only did Detroit stand tall and stand firm and protect that one-point lead for half of a quarter. I mean, that's significant at Arrowhead Stadium. They forced the turnover on downs with 2 minutes to go. But then, instead of getting nervous, instead of trying to go too quick, feeling the pressure, they don't go three and out. In fact, they never give the ball back to the Chiefs. They manage to stretch it out. They go six plays. Of course, they're able to kneel it out at the end. But they were able to pick up a first down and protect this win in hostile territory. So, Dan Campbell, what did you learn about your Lions in week number one?
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces to that resilient team. So we're built to handle some stuff, and we did that today against a very good opponent.
A lot more from Dan Campbell. He sounds tired, doesn't he? Like he put everything he had into this game. Whew, good thing they have the mini bye.
He doesn't do anything halfway.
I know he doesn't.
Dan Campbell, nothing.
110 miles per hour is mm-hmm. him, and I love it. He's fantastic for the league. So congratulations to Detroit. First win in a season opener since 2017. Could this be a new era for the Lions? And maybe, just maybe, the hype train should be running through Detroit.
Enjoy the sunlight.
Even though it's a night game.
If you will. I know it's at night.
But... He's one of our favorites. The Lions eclipse the Chiefs there by 1 point. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We're just getting started. We're heading into a football Friday. We're going to usher in the first huge football weekend of the season. Of course, there's also tennis. Coco Gauff, fantastic opportunity for her on Thursday night at the U.S. Open. And then two, money, 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 money for Joe Burrow right before the season kicks off. I like how they did a Thursday night news dump, the Bengals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Jack Fox to punt. Richie James back deep for Kansas City. They fake it. Lions try to keep it. I don't know if they got it. They did.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Lions fake it. They snapped it to the up man, and they get the first down. Jalen Reeves-Maven in there behind that line. The surge was just enough to get him out to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of three and a first down for Detroit. How about Dan Campbell and Dave Phipp rolling the dice early?
Look, that's something that Phipp and I had talked about, and we knew there was going to be a right time to do it, and I felt like that was the right time to do it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A big moment for Dan Campbell and the Lions very early in the season. It sparked a long touchdown drive and the very first score of the NFL season. And man, it was a tale of two halves for the Chiefs offense. And we know that one of the drops by the Chiefs led to a pick six, a 50-yard pick six. Do you know that was just the third pick six of Patrick's career? Wow. Pretty impressive, right? But the receivers have to bear some responsibility. I know the stat ends up next to the name of Patrick Mahomes, but they need to bear some responsibility for not taking care of their business. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. In the first half, the Chiefs were 5 for 7 on third down. In the second half, they did not convert a third down. And here are the Lions, who, whether or not they were trying to make a statement, whether or not that was even part of the motivation, I doubt it is. What they're trying to do is win games. And we hear all the time from players and coaches how difficult it is to win one game, much less week to week, and then end up in the playoffs. Retired players will tell you, especially those that didn't see a lot of postseason action, you get there, you think, oh man, especially early in your career, oh man, this is pretty easy, let's do this again. And then sometimes it never happens again. And so for the Lions to start out this way, to now know that they can have confidence in their system, in the people, in the play calling, certainly in their ability to go into hostile territory, last two games have been on the road in some of the toughest places to play. Think about it. They wrap up 22 at Lambeau, and they win on Sunday Night Football on national TV. And then they start out 23 with a victory at one of the loudest, most raucous stadiums in the NFL. This is a big deal. So maybe Dan Campbell wouldn't identify it as a statement, but it did make a statement to not just fans, but also to the rest of the league.
I hit some tough spots in this game against a really good opponent, and that happened, and nobody got down, nobody got frazzled, and we just hung in there. And it told the team they're built for this, and it's why we play with three phases. So, you know, if one at any given time is struggling a little bit, the other two will bail them out, and that happened today. All the units stepped up when we needed them most, and I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of the staff, you know. I thought our defense really showed up today. And what's encouraging is in all three phases, we got so much to clean up, you know, that we'll only be better from. But this was step one. This is game one. So I'm proud of them.
A lot of work's been put in this offseason, and you want to start off winning the first one, and we did today. We didn't play our best ball today, certainly on offense. I thought the defense kept us in the game for the most part, but when we had to be great, we were, and found a way.
The defense definitely was the dominant force in the second half there in KC. Jared Goff, though, efficient. He can dazzle. I mean, there isn't a throw that Goff can't make. However, that's not the system. They do want to run the ball, and they believe with Jahmyr Gibbs, they have a tandem now that can run the ball with David Montgomery, who had a touchdown, and then Jahmyr Gibbs, who had the first seven carries of his NFL career. They ended up with 118 rushing yards in this game. That's a big deal. In the NFC North, often you can tell a lot about a team and where it's headed in a specific game, but also over the course of a season by whether or not they've got a run game. When the temperatures drop, especially in some of these tougher places to play, but the Lions, the Vikings, certainly the Packers, even the Bears, as much as it's different, it's skewed because of Justin Fields. These are teams that need to run the ball. And for years, I don't know if you would say going all the way back to Barry Sanders, but he's a special case. But they haven't had a consistent run game for more than, say, a season here or a season there. And now potentially this 1-2 punch with Montgomery and Gibbs. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So yeah, Goff throws for 250. He has a touchdown, but he did, as Mike Tomlin would say, move their units. He did move the units. He got them up and down the field. And he says, this is how it's supposed to be.
We're to the point now where we're built for environments like this to go on the road to anywhere and go pull out a win. And even if it's ugly, it's a win, and we're happy about it.
We expected to win this game. You know, we came in here and we knew what we needed to do, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we did that. And really what it means is that's one. So we got to clean up our issues that hurt us on some stuff today and be ready for Seattle in 10 days. And that's what it is.
Hey, Lions fan base, y'all showed out today, man. Y'all showed out today. It was a great game, great win, great way to start off the season, man. We got some of our – let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We got some of our loyal fans right up here. Big dub, big win. See you next week.
The voice of Aiden Hutchinson, man, was he in Patrick Mahomes' grill a bunch?
I checked all the boxes.
He definitely was forcing Mahomes to get rid of the ball quicker than he wanted to in many cases. Three different times he hit Patrick Mahomes. That's a big deal as well. And it was funny because you heard a lot of the chatter around the Lions defense going into this game is that outside of Aiden Hutchinson, yeah, it's not all that good. Except we saw some big time plays. Brian Branch, of course, with the dazzling catch and the 50-yard run for the pick six. C.J. Gardner-Johnson defensed a couple of passes. He's one of those guys who is either up, 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 or down, 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 but he made some big plays in this one. I like what I saw from the Lions team, and it's not as though they started out with an easy opponent. Nah, nothing tougher than being at the home of the Super Bowl champions. As for Andy Reid, of course he's going to hone in on the passes that were dropped, the opportunities that were missed for the offense.
It's unusual for us to drop that many passes anywhere, anytime. So we'll go back and work on that. But you got to take care of business, and these guys know that, and so we've got to fix that.
Six dropped passes. It was something that the Chiefs play-by-play team and their pre- and post-game group was highlighting. Six dropped passes by wide receivers in this game. And in the second half, you could see the drop-off, the connection between Mahomes and his receivers that, yeah, wasn't effective. In fact, he was just 10 of 22. Which is below 500, throwing to his wide receivers. Kadarius Toney, notable. He had a couple of drops that couldn't have come at at worst times. And so Patrick Mahomes was asked about Tony specifically after the game.
I have trust in KT. He missed a lot of training camp. Obviously, he wanted to play and fought rehab hard so he could play. And stuff's not always going to go your way. Obviously, he would have wanted to catch a few of those in the game, but I have trust that he's going to be that guy that I go to in those crucial moments, and he's going to make the catch and win us some seasons like he did last year. So we're going to continue to work him in, get him more and more reps, and I'm sure that those drops will kind of disappear.
Yes, having Travis Kelce changes the offense. I thought it was kind of funny to hear Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast, my mom's favorite NFL broadcaster, wonder out loud how many plays they actually have that don't include Travis Kelce. But Patrick Mahomes says he warned the guys. This is part of being in the NFL.
You're losing one of the best, I think the best tight end of all time, but guys, other guys got to step up. I mean, it's going to have an impact on the game, but other guys got to step up, and they're going to have to step up in moments because I'm sure there'll be times he gets doubled. Just going to have to rely on these other guys that are young and talented to step up and make plays, and I believe that they will.
So we think Travis Kelce could be available for week number two, but week number one results in the L for the Kansas City Chiefs. Are the Lions actually who people think they could be? It's kind of fun to see them tonight and think about the possibilities. A one-point win at Arrowhead. We are off and running, and you guys were encroaching on a football Friday. Now, coming up, Roger Goodell spoke in Kansas City, and also Joe Burrow gets paid. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This receiver trio is scary, and it does start with Scary Terry himself there. He's good, man. And I it's just, can we get normal quarterback play for this guy
for
once in his career? Because you're right. I mean, yeah, no shade to ODU's finest Taylor Heinicke, but he was literally a backup quarterback in the XFL. And he's probably the best player that Washington has rolled out at quarterback in Terry's, you know, career.
Subscribe to Reception Perception, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.